This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're with Kelvin and Lynn on the evening edition. Sean Danis is with us in the studios for the Marker app. Now, Perak Menteri Besar Datuk Seri Ahmad Faizal Azumu says NGOs who are vocal about the welfare of the Orang Asli community in the state should instead work with government-linked companies to adopt Orang Asli villages. Sean, what's the story here? Because it kind of feels like he's taking a swipe at some NGOs.
Yeah, so the Perak Menteri Besar basically blamed some NGOs without naming them. And he said they are disrupting the Perak government's effort to develop the state, especially by using land and logging issues. And the message that I'm getting from his latest comments is that he believes these NGOs are rather pretentious in championing the rights of the community. And he says over 48% of the land in Perak are still forest reserves, but these NGOs are not telling this to the Orang Asli community. And he says logging is not a crime, but admitted that it must be done in a sustainable manner. So he's saying the NGOs should work with GLCs and the state to adopt the villages in the community to improve their economy, education, infrastructure, among others. So he says so far 9 villages have been adopted by the state with the help of GLCs.
I'm sorry, does anybody else find the word adopt a little bit patronizing, or is it just me?
It's me. I find it a bit off also.
A little bit, right? I mean, I understand the effort and the initiative that's being talked about here, but that doesn't change. I don't know. It might. I might be just being pedantic about it, but the word adopt just, ugh. So one of the main problems for the state also appears to be human blockades and resistance from the Orang Asli community whenever forest land is encroached. However, is it fair to actually be blaming NGOs for empowering the community to stand up for their rights?
Yeah. His exact words people behind these NGOs are not really sincere, and he says they all stay in houses, you know, as big as palace in KL, and then during holidays or once in a while they enter the forest, and then they end up influencing the Orang Asli to protest against logging, and then he said they just leave. And he also added that these blockades will not help anyone, because timber that has been logged will be left to rot if they are not taken out of the forest. And the Menteri Besar says in the end everyone loses, including the Orang Asli, in terms of state funding for them. You know, and he'll...
Yeah, but like, is logging sustainable at the moment? I think there's this other thing where you're acting as if, hey, right now the processes that are already in place are fine. Is that the case?
Yeah, so what he means by sustainable logging here is that he says currently the Perak government practices this standard where only trees that have reached a certain age and diameters are logged. And Ahmad Faizal added that whatever timber that they are currently logging is under license and contracts given by the previous state government. And he says none of the concessionaires approved by him have been logged, adding that those that the current state government approved will take some years to be logged according to specifications and tagging. So, you know, I guess this is a developing story, and I believe we'll hear more on this in the coming weeks.
And in the meantime, moving on to Bursa, Malaysia, there's news about Siam Darby Plantations looking to invest in Latin America.
Yeah, so the world's largest oil palm planter is looking to buy refineries in Latin America to improve its refining capacity. And SDP has set aside 400 million ringgit for this purpose, but they believe more than that will be needed to acquire downstream assets. So they may consider turning to debt market or listing its unit shares. So the move is also seen as an expansion to their operations in Europe and North America. And at close today, SDP fell 4 cents at 4 ringgit and 91 cents.
Sean, thanks for the market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.